Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Monday morning, so we are talking about practical Christianity. And this is our first program at the new time slot. I hope it works out for you. So far it's working out well on this end. So what we've been talking about are red flags. And in light of that, I'd like to just look at a couple of examples of things that we can take from current events within the Christian circle where being objective and looking for red flags can help us out in keeping us from being swept up or judging, being critical, as far as from our own flesh, from our own point of view. We are called to judge, and that's something we sometimes forget, that if we objectively look at a situation and evaluate the failures and successes, that somehow that is God's place. And certainly it is. And one of the ways he does that is through us. When we look at our leaders and those within our movement, but where we often have a hard time is then what? Okay, we see something wrong. Unless God makes it your job, and unless you are in a position where you are directly affected or it's affecting someone within your realm, your sphere of authority, it's really none of your business. We're going to look at a couple brief examples here. I'm not going to try not to spend too much time. You never know. The revival down in Florida is having some major issues, and just an email I received just provides a great example of things to look out for. Because what we also want to do is not just have a teaching, but this is what it looks like. This is what it looks like applied. So starting with the Lakeland Revival, the Florida Outpouring, as some are calling it, was spearheaded by Todd Bentley. Now, a lot of you know what's going on, and at least some of you don't. So what has happened is over the past few years, for those of you who aren't familiar with Todd Bentley's ministry, it's Fresh Fire, it's based in Canada, and it's grown up quite extensively over the past several years. Now, Todd has come out from he was not raised as a Christian and has come out from some things. So he's had exposure to the things of the world quite extensively. Now, looking at him, he's kind of the antithesis of what you normally think of as in terms of this is what an evangelist or a revival leader. He's younger, he's not particularly in great shape, he's got a lot of tattoos, and he's got a lot of body piercings. And that's all well and good. What has come out, though, is, and I've kind of noticed the things I noticed a couple years ago when he started to make the internet and the speaking tour circuits and conferences, is he was a very good, he knew, he sounded very much like everyone else as far as the format being used. And I'm sure you know that if there are certain ways that if you do certain things, you'll be accepted. This is true in every area, in every venue. There's a certain way to handle other people, handle the material, handle the logistics. And he caught on how to do that, and he did it quite well. And that's fine, too. He's, again, he's young. People learn, are in the process of learning, and when this is how it's done, unless you know better, it's perfectly acceptable and normal to do it the way everyone else is doing it. And not saying at all that there's anything wrong with the way it's being done, it's just I noticed that he quickly was talking the talk. And my concern at that time was simply from an observational viewpoint, that I'm not a supporter of the ministry. I don't know of anybody who it was, you know, head over heels for the ministry. So I really didn't have all that much of an interest. I'm always interested in what's going on and like to just keep an eye on what the Lord is saying through other people. I'm certainly open to the Lord moving any way he wants, through anyone he wants. So I'm always keeping my eyes and my ears open. And to some extent, now there's a lot of people always coming up through the ranks, shall we say, of those in public ministry. And I think the Lord just brought my attention to Todd just for observational purposes. And that's one of the things that we have a tendency to overread, is that if something catches our eye or if there is something that the Lord draws our attention to, we sometimes think that that means we're supposed to go beyond observation, that somehow that gives us some realm of responsibility or authority to speak into that ministry, to write and tell them what they're doing wrong, or to support them because God has bringing their ministry to our attention one way or another. And we kind of, let's start with the opposite, that, you know, we're the Lord has brought this to our attention simply so we can observe it. Now, through that observation, the Lord is, you know, we always checking with him. We always go, Lord, what's going on here? And that's specifically what he said, is just keep an eye on it. Keep an eye open. Not even keep an eye on him, but keep an eye open. And, you know, heard about what was going on in Lakeland, and what was my first red flag was that the what was going on down there was getting two totally different kinds of responses. There was very little outside evaluation. Besides, there'll always be people that will criticize. That doesn't matter what's going on. And there are critics who that's all they do is criticize. And if you don't know by now, you can take, if you have a critical heart, you can take the scriptures and criticize anything. You can go back and you can criticize the way Jesus handled his ministry using the scriptures. So there are those that's what they do, and that's what they feel God has called them to do. And whether they do it in the private of their own home or publicly on the internet or on the radio or out there on TV land, that's what they do. And that's between them and God. You kind of, if you're going to be in public ministry, you kind of accept, just as in politics, if you're going to be out there, you're a target. So, you know, I try not to feel sorry for people who are being criticized by these people, even though there's really not much they can do, because the people that are doing the criticism do not respond to criticism themselves. They are unable to be objective, even when you point out, you know, you're saying you totally, you know, what you are basing your criticism on is just not true. Did not happen, and it's come out, they don't care. They're going to stand by that. So there are always going to be critics. But what I noticed is that there was an area of silence, and there was some that were really thrilled about it, and some, you know, that healings were taking place and the dead were being raised, and people were receiving all kinds of great impartations, and miraculous was happening, and supernatural experiences, and on and on. And then on the other side, there were the critics that were basically regardless of what was going on, and the criticism of every single particular word that was used by the Bentley and the ministers. So there seemed to be either one emphasis or another, and very, very, very little in between. Very little practical observations or objective commentary coming out from the ministry, from the revival. And it was an observation. It was like, okay, there's something going on, but it's just something to keep an eye on. And had asked the Lord, you know, these revival things went around some of the areas that I'm located in. Was, Lord, is that something that I could get something from? Is that something you'd like me to go check out? And his answer was, you know, if you had time on your hands, yeah, but you don't. So, like all of us, that was just not something that fit into my schedule, and so having better things to do and being master of my own time, that was not something. And just so you know, that's what very often happens over time. As you learn to check with the Lord about things, He will begin to give you freedom to make those kinds of decisions. There are times when you're going to ask the Lord, should I do this or should I do that? Should I move to Oregon or should I move to Idaho? And He's going to say, either one is fine with me, or neither one. But a lot of times He's going to leave the choice and the decision up to you, and you're going to have to make a choice. A lot of times we think being in the will of God means we'll never have to make a choice and make a decision, because He's just going to tell us exactly what to do in every situation. And that's just not the case. That's just not true. So we won't get too distracted by that. But now, hopefully, well, odds are many of you have heard about what has happened with the Lakeland Revival. Not too long ago, I believe it was Nightline, did an expose on Todd Bentley's ministry and what was going on in the Lakeland Revival. And I didn't see it. And I didn't read many reviews on it. And one of the reasons I didn't is because I knew that it would not be credible. It would not be accurate. So it's like, why, you know, check out something that you know is not true about, you know, a fellow Christian. So, but evidently that raised some issues within the ministry. And eventually brought about some revelations about some misbehaviors on the part of Todd Bentley, where he is subsequently filed for separation in Canada, and it turns out he has been having some level of an affair with one of the staff members of the ministry. So we look at that, and for myself, it was not that big. I hate to say it, but it was not that big of a deal. And it is not that big of a deal. It's sad, but besides, you know, and I may write a little bit on the blog, but that's about as much time and effort as I'm going to put into it. Unless something, you know, major, you know, I'm trying to respond and calm some issues as they come up via email. But people, don't be concerned about this. God is not concerned about his reputation. And that which is from him will endure. So one of the things we want to look at this as, you know, a lot of people out there are just totally disappointed and are turned off now from anything to do with that whole, there's a whole sector of the Christian realm that their emphasis is on the gifts of the Spirit, the prophetic, the charismatic, the you know, supernatural experiences. And since that's one of the things we're going to be talking about on Thursday nights, and we may touch base again on this then, but we're talking about two different things. It may not look different, but the source is different. We are not looking for supernatural experiences to in any way affirm our relationship with God or prove our relationship with God. The manifestation of supernatural experiences, whether it's the presence of angels, the casting out of demons, the healings, gifts of healing, you know, people were finding jewels and gold dust and oil in their hands and all these different. Please think about it in terms of what realm those are in. Okay? None of those are spiritual. Okay? Those are all supernatural. Those are all solical. So those can all be duplicated out of the solical, the supernatural realm. This is one of the reasons we've been spending so much time in our focus on the different realms, spirit, soul, and body, spiritual, supernatural, and physical. Just because an angel appears doesn't mean that person has any connection to God. Okay? So the manifestation of supernatural experiences or to the physical eyes or even healings does not mean it's from God. And by that, by saying from God, everything is orchestrated by God. Okay, there are no circumstances, there are no coincidences, there are no chance happenings. So from God, I mean a spirit act. The spirit realm is complete. The spirit realm and your identity is already finished. You don't, again, you don't need to be healed or changed in your spirit. So what's going on in the supernatural realm is when we as spirit beings are exposed to something that we are not familiar with, we try to grab a hold of it in some way. And very often we say, well, this is a confirmation or an affirmation of that what I am teaching is true. There's the scriptural phrase, you know, with spiritual signs, with signs and wonders following. And that's one of the cases, is one of the situations we look at is, are the signs following or are they leading? Again, I love that, the example of Jean Guyon, who was never seeking or searching for or emphasizing the gifts of the Spirit, but always the love of God and knowing God. And the example of the woman who went in, who the doctors had condemned to death and said, go home and die. And she had heard about Jean Guyon, and her and a friend came, and she had some opportunity to spend some time with her, and came out from the meeting, and her friend said, how did it go, basically? And she said, well, I have to know God. I have to know him better. And she said, but did you get your healing? Are you healed? And she said, oh, yes, but I have to know God. So the healing was accomplished, but it was secondary. She came away with the hunger and the thirst to know God. Yes, she was healed. Yes, you know, the doctors, there was a testimony there. But for her, her response was she had to know God. And I'll bet she just went home and followed what Jean Guyon was doing. So she herself, which is a very solitary and personal and individual thing that we all are learning how to do, that lifestyle, that quiet lifestyle, when we have a true encounter with someone who knows God, our desire will be to thirst after what they have, which is hopefully not the gifts, but a relationship with the giver. So in a sense, we could use the old cliche, let's not throw out the baby with the bathwater. There will always, we're going to be trying new things. And even some of you who have been exposed to this ministry fairly recently are kind of surprised at some of the things we're talking about. And we're talking about them rather blatantly without any hesitation that this is, you know, yes, contrary to what you've been taught, and very contrary to mainline churchianity. But is it bringing you into dependence on God? And so we are going to be taking risks. Life is full of risks. And our experimenting will be based on following God. Following God, depending on him and asking him to do thus and so. Does this work? What is this like? And trusting him that he knows exactly the training we need. And if we are following him, his directions, that's how we find out if we're truly hearing him. That's how we find out if what we have heard him say is from him, if it works. And this is where we get into the problem I believe they've run into in Lakeland. Now, there's a couple different things going on. It's the whole concept of revival. So many within the church have been taught that what God does when he makes changes, it's through something called revival. And I, you know, that's just, if it works, great. If not, fine too. I've never prayed for revival to break out. When we're talking about revival, we're talking about reviving something that died, bringing back to life something that died, which to me is a repeat of something from the past. And I just like to remind myself, God is new every morning. Every day is a new day. Every hour, every minute, every second is a new day. And God does things fresh. He starts fresh every moment for us. This is one of the ways we need to regain authority over time, is to not look to the past, to not look to reviving something. We have no idea what God is going to do today. And we don't need to, because we know He will have us ready for it. Because our focus is on Him. And He is training us. He is guiding us. So in response to a situation like the Lakeland and the Todd Bentley situation, we can, you know, say that's sad. What do we need to learn from this? You know, and we go back and we go, okay, was it ever this, or what happened to that? And what about these people who endorsed it? And those, you know, now the critics are all, you know, of course, well, we were right all along. The point is you go to God and you ask Him, Lord, is there anything you want to speak to me about this? Now, another thing, in there's a lot of people out there that aren't, if they aren't criticizing Todd Bentley, they're asking for prayer for him. Now, that's very well intentioned, because that's what we've been taught to do. And but just from a traditional Christian standpoint, he hasn't repented. He hasn't agreed that his behavior is wrong or hurtful. He hasn't admitted that his betrayal has hurt his wife and his family or the church or others. So then comes into our whole concept of what is prayer. Are we gonna, you know, are we praying to get God to move? You know, I think He knows exactly what's going on. He's going to take care of the situation just fine. Or are we praying so we keep our own heart, our own emotions, our own judgmentalism in check? Well, if that's the case, let's just do that. Let's not call it prayer. Let's just say, unless God, you know, makes it my business in a real practical way, you know, like they're related to you. You know, you may have some decisions to make. You may be in a church where this was all happening and the same techniques were being used and the same gullible people were using the same kinds of gullible tactics. And you may need to say no. But other than that, unless it's your job to correct people under you, and these are people under you, it's really none of your business. You may say, well, people are coming and asking, well, what about this, that, and the other thing? Well, just throw them back to God. You know, when you ask God about that, what did He say? We all need to learn how to succeed and how to fail. But also, we don't cover up. Todd is making some mistakes. Unfortunately, he's doing it very publicly, and it's affecting a lot of people. So be it. He's not the first one. Let's look at King David. You know, let's look at so many, you know, people within the Christian realm. Big whoop. We can feel sorry and we can feel sad, but then we move on. Stay focused on what God is telling you to be working on. That's your assignment. So we didn't get to the other example. We'll see if we can later. But thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great Monday.